Right now it's time for our ADT Championship Spotlight segment, as we do each and every week, as the premier event on the LPGA Tour is drawing near this November at Trump International Golf Club. For advanced tickets, you can go to ADTChampionship.com or call 888-LPGA-TIX. That's 888-LPGA-TIX, or log on to ADTChampionship.com. And joining us on the line is Duffy House, the ADT Championship Director. Duffy, good morning to you. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes, buddy.
How you doing, Russ? Good morning.
Doing very well. And before we get to, of course, the field for the ADT Championship, which is now one half complete after the first half of the LPGA Tour season concluded last week at the McDonald's LPGA, got to ask you about yesterday's Summer Solstice event. Now, you played at the Solstice event at PGA National Resort and Spa in Palm Beach Gardens. I was up in Port St. Lucie at the Solstice event at the PGA Golf Club. How did it go for you guys at PGA National?
Well, it was great. The courses were in beautiful shape, but unfortunately, I think you guys played a little bit more golf than we did. We got caught with a couple of the cells that came through, so we only got about a round and a half in. But it was a great day.
It was a good day while it lasted, I guess. And I heard about all the rain. In fact, while I was up on the course in Port St. Lucie, I was texting my wife. She was asking me, and she, by the way, thinks I'm crazy for playing 54 holes. And she might be right. She probably has a good point. But I kept texting her, 18 down, 36 to go, 27 down, 27 to go. And she kept texting me back, I can't believe you're still playing. It's pouring down here. We live in Boynton Beach. And then I got some texts from Eddie McEnroe and Brent Waugh, who you guys were playing with the PGA National, Duffy, and said it was raining. We were really blessed. About an hour north of here, the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie, we didn't get any rain. We got some clouds that looked kind of menacing, but in the end, we got all 54 holes in.
That's amazing. And I didn't think you guys were going to be able to get all 54 in. We were sure hoping to play a little bit more golf, but it was a little unfortunate. We got cut off on the champ. So, but it was a good day. It was an excuse to get back in and have a couple of beers. So.
And at least money was still raised for charity. The PGA National event raised money for the Honda Classic charities, which include the Nicholas Children's Healthcare Foundation. And the event up in Port St. Lucie, a PGA Golf Club, raised money for Alan Civita, the St. Lucie County fireman who lost his house in Palm Bay to flames during the Central Florida wildfires in May. So the good news is the money was still raised, and that's obviously that's the biggest goal anyway in all these charity golf events. Well, Duffy, first half of the LPGA Tour season is in the books after last week's McDonald's LPGA Championship, which Yanni Tseng won at Bully Rock. So half of the season is complete. Now the Wegmans LPGA in upstate New York begins the LPGA Tour's second half of the season. That's a $2 million purse. So whoever wins today at the Wegmans will get that automatic qualifier. But for the first half, we know Lorena is in. We know Annika is in. We know Paula Kramer is in on points. Who else is in for the first half in the tournament, which comes up in November?
Well, we've got Suzanne Pedersen, and you mentioned Paula Kramer and Kari Webb, and it looks like based on last year's field, if we have a couple of the marquee players like Morgan Pressel and Natalie Gulbis play a little bit better in the second half of the year, which it looks like they're starting to, certainly at the Wegmans this week, it looks like our field will be rounded out and have the same you know, stability as it did last year.
Hey, Duffy, how many of the automatic qualifiers got doubled up because Annika and Lorena basically won the first third of the season?
Doubled up? Well, you're right. They between Annika and Lorena, they won all the qualifier events. But, you know, we talked about this a few weeks back, that it actually strengthens our field because then it goes to the system it adds another points qualifier. So in my opinion, in those spots are going to go to the players that are actually playing better on average week to week, more consistently for the first and second half of the season, and you don't have those the one-offs where the you know, you have a player get hot for 1 week and qualify and then not play well for the rest of the year.
Russ Evans and Peter Bernhardt filling in today for Pat Roney Jr. on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. It's our ADT Championship Spotlight segment. Championship Director Duffy House joining us here on the line. For advanced tickets, you can go to ADTChampionship.com or call 888-LPGA-TIX. That's 888-LPGA-TIX or ADTChampionship.com. And, you know, Peter made the great point, Duffy, and we've talked about it before on the show. Lorena won the HSBC Women's Champions. That was the first qualifier of the year. Then she comes back and wins the Kraft Nabisco. She also won the Ginn Open. So Lorena won all three of the year's first qualifiers. Then Annika won the Stanford International Pro-Am, which is a $2 million purse. Annika won the Michelob Ultra. Lorena won the Sybase. And then your first winner in a qualifying event besides those two was Sean Wah Lee in the Ginn Tribute, hosted by Annika. And then Yanni Singh the very next week won the McDonald's LPGA. So after, you know, after the first 12 events of the season, which Lorena and Annika won 9 of those first 12, it's kind of loosened up here, where we had Lita Lindley win the LPGA Corning, then we had Sean Wah Lee win the Ginn Tribute, and then Yanni Singh win the McDonald's. And then and today it's looking like Suzanne Pedersen will likely win at the Wegmans, unless maybe Morgan Pressel or Ai Miyazato, Christy Kerr, some of those players trailing her, makes a run today in a final round. But do you like seeing it kind of loosen up here after Lorena and Annika kind of had a stranglehold on the season through the first 4 months? Did we lose Duffy? Think we lost Duffy. All right, Colin, we'll try to get him back on the line. Russ Evans, Peter Bernhardt with you on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Whenever you've got Lorena and Annika and Paula Kramer and Suzanne Pedersen in your field, you're feeling pretty good. You can tell that Duffy now that they've secured all those players, he's hoping, all right, let's get Morgan Pressel playing well. Let's get Natalie Gulbis playing well. Let's get some of those other big names in the field during the second half of the year.
Well, I'm guessing Duffy's rooting for Morgan Pressel this weekend.
Definitely.
Get her in the field.
The hometown girl, who is, of course, from Boca Raton. And Duffy rejoins us now. Duffy, you know, the last question that I asked you is kind of nice. Is it for you to see it loosening up a little bit? Lita Lindley winning at the Corning, then Sean Wah Lee wins the Ginn Tribute, then Yanni Tseng wins the year's second major, the McDonald's LPGA, last week. You know, Lorena and Annika had a stranglehold in the season through the first 4 months, but now it's starting to loosen up, and we'll probably get a Suzanne Pedersen likely winning today at the Wegmans.
Yeah, it's great to see some new faces. Obviously, we look at the marquee players to return to the ADT Championship this year, and it looks like that's going to happen. But anytime we can get some new faces in, it just speaks to the strength of the upcoming players on the tour.
Hey, Duffy, as the director of the event, do they let you carry around that big shiny box with $1 million in cash in it at all? I just want to know what it's like to hold up a box with $1 million in it.
Well, we've got some great security up at Trump International, and we make sure that the box is well taken care of. So I don't know if I'm the person for that job, but it is fun having $1 million a part of our event. It's what makes the ADT Championship unique. The winner takes away $1 million. It's really a winner take all format. Second place is still just $100,000. So when it comes down to the final eight, there's a lot riding on that first place check.
ADT Championship Director Duffy House joining us here on the line. It's our ADT Championship Spotlight segment, the LPGA's premier event coming up in November at Trump International Golf Club. You can log on to ADTChampionship.com for tickets, or you can call 888-LPGA-TIX. That's 888-LPGA-TIX. And there's a possibility, Duffy, that this year's 08 event is the final ADT held in November as a year-ending situation. There's been some reports in Golf Week and Golf World that there's some consideration by the LPGA Tour to move this event to a season beginning event, a kickoff, much like the Mercedes on the PGA Tour, and this could happen as soon as 2010. What's your thoughts on this, and is there real traction to this story?
Well, it's all still speculation right now. I can't comment too much, unfortunately, Russ. I don't even know that much about it. It's a possibility right now. The LPGA, obviously Carolyn Bivens, that's how the announcement got out there, that Carolyn Bivens, commissioner of the tour, has actually mentioned that that it's a possibility, it's something that's being looked at, but right now it's just a possibility. And the tour and LPGA, ADT are going to have to sit down and make a decision that makes sense for the event.
But right now
it's just a possibility.
All right. Well, we will stay tuned for that story, as it probably, I'm sure, has a lot of legs, and we'll hear more iterations of it as we get nearer to this year's event. And we'll find out soon enough whether that will be a reality starting in 2010, with the ADT Championship be kicking off the season versus ending it as it is right now. Coming up, it's the premier event on the LPGA Tour each and every week, that each and every year, that $1 million in cool, hard cash to the victor. Eight ladies playing off on a Sunday. Cuts down to 16 from 32 on Friday, down to 8 from 16 on Saturday, and those eight ladies playing for $1 million in cash on a final round Sunday at Trump International. Lorena Ochoa is already in the field. Annika Sorenstam's already in. Paula Kramer, as well as some of those automatic qualifiers, Sean Wally and Yanni Tsang. Suzanne Pedersen also in the field on the here first half points basis. Second half is wide open. Morgan Pressel's still not in. Natalie Gulbis still not in, perhaps. Maybe they get that taken care of today at the Wegmans. Whoever wins today gets an automatic qualifying spot. Duffy House is the ADT Championship Director. He has joined us on the line this morning. Duffy, thanks so much for the time. We look forward to seeing you and talking to you again in the future. And I look forward to seeing you at the Dave Matthews concert next month at the amphitheater.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Have a great Sunday.
Thanks so much, Russ. Thanks for the time.
All right, there he is, Duffy House, ADT Championship Director, joining us here on the line. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans and Peter Bernhardt with you.